Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
There's a simple device that can combat climate change, dramatically improve livelihoods, and make women and children safer. The device is a clean cook stove. And according to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, it's available and affordable right now.
I know that maybe this sounds hard to believe, but by upgrading these stoves, millions of lives could be saved and improved. This could be as transformative as bed nets or even vaccines. So today I am very pleased to announce the creation of the Global Alliance for Clean Cook Stoves.
The Secretary of State launched the alliance this past week. The UN is part of this new public-private effort. Leslie Cordes, Senior Director of Partnership Development at the United Nations Foundation, estimates that right now nearly 3 billion people in the developing world cook on polluting stoves and open fires.
About half the world's population uses over 500 million stoves every day to cook their food. They're incredibly polluting and they're often dangerous. They're often not stoves at all. They're often open fires, 6-stone or 3-stone fires. They give off a number of harmful and toxic pollutants that really poison the air that the women who use the stoves breathe, as well as the children and other family members that surround the stoves while they're being used.
Ms. Clinton was saying that there were 2 million premature deaths a year, and that's twice as many as from malaria.
That's right. That's the latest World Health Organization numbers put that figure at close to 2 million. And it's really remarkable that the issue hasn't received more attention given the large number of deaths worldwide. In addition, millions more are sickened by the smoke from the stoves, the exposure. Children get early childhood pneumonia, emphysema, lung cancer, cardiovascular disease, and a number of other very serious health impacts. So it's even a much larger problem than those numbers tell the story.
Of course, it's women who do most of the cooking in many of these places.
That's right. And they also do most of the wood collection. And it's also an expensive burden for women to fuel very inefficient stoves. And women and girls travel often miles each day to collect wood, putting them at great personal risk, especially in conflict countries. These women are at grave risk for gender violence and other physical injury.
So what makes a clean cook stove clean?
There's a number of different things, but basically what you want to do is combust the fuel as quickly and completely as possible. In addition to looking at cleaner stoves, we're also looking at cleaner fuels and moving people up the fuel chain so that they're using fuels that are as clean as possible.
And climate clean as well. That is, they don't change the climate.
That's right. They reduce the emissions of CO2, methane, and a very potent climate forcer, black carbon, which is feared. It's particularly a problem for the Arctic regions where it lands on the snow and absorbs the heat and can cause problems in terms of melting snow.
So it accelerates climate change.
It accelerates climate change. That's right.
But this is not a new concept, clean cook stoves. So what's new here with the partnership?
No, you're right. It's not a new concept. People have been addressing cook stoves and grappling with how to deploy clean cook stoves at scale for many years. But we have some recent advances in design and testing and monitoring. We have new research on the health and environmental benefits of clean cook stoves and some very exciting national programs that we think can be built on to really bring clean cook stoves to scale in the developing world.
How much is a clean cook stove?
They range in price anywhere from $20 to $100. But obviously, our goal under the alliance is really to make those stoves affordable for the poorest of the poor, in which use of inefficient stoves exacts a very high health toll and economic toll.
So what's your goal? I mean, do you have a specific goal in mind?
Yes, our high-level goal is to seek universal access and adoption of clean cook stoves, but we have an interim goal as well, and we're looking at achieving 100 million additional clean cook stoves out in the market by 2020. And we also have an underlying goal to really strengthen the market for these stoves, because as you know, giving away stoves that people don't use is really not going to provide any health or environmental benefits. But we're excited by the opportunity presented by some of these new business models. We've got women-owned businesses distributing stoves at the local level. We have innovative financing and micro-lending models. I was speaking with with somebody yesterday who runs a stove manufacturing facility in Ghana who has developed a very simple lending scheme for his stove. He knows that women cannot afford the stoves up front, and it takes them about 2 months to pay back the stove. So what Toyola is doing is putting a small, almost like a little piggy bank in each home, and people put the money they would have spent on the wood fuel into this bank each day. And then after 2 months, he comes by and collects the bank, and that's the payment for the cleaner stove.
But what about the cultural component? I mean, different places use different size pots and pans.
You're absolutely right. Somebody who's getting up in the morning to boil coffee and cook tortillas for their family is going to have a very different technology need than somebody in Cambodia who's cooking rice. And so one of the things we're really trying to do under this alliance is look for those stoves that are culturally appropriate, where the materials can be readily available, that are accessible to women in each of these different sectors. And we aren't looking for a one-size-fits-all stove. We really want to address these cultural needs that you raise.
Leslie Cordes is Senior Director of Partnership Development at the United Nations Foundation. Ms. Cordes, thanks a lot.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
In a moment, power from your pooch. Stay tuned to Living on Earth.